Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Indians Vice President of Communications and Community Outreach. It's wonderful to see you in person. Yes.
It's probably been, what, September of 2019?
At least, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while. Okay, so today is... I got in a fight with people because I was saying it's opening day, and they were going, no, Ken, it's the home opener. I go, well, if you look at the great big Jumbotron up there, that thing says opening day. So what is the official stance of the Indians of opening day and opening day 2.0?
That's what it is. It's opening day 2.0.
So I'm right?
We're running it back.
That's right. I'm right, and they're wrong.
Yes.
Okay, so they can cram it with walnuts. Take me through this last year for you, if you can, and all your staff and just the
it's
whole uncertainty of everything. Yeah.
Yeah, talk about a roller coaster of emotion this time last year, we weren't doing anything. We were all at home and doing everything remotely and trying to keep people talking baseball or thinking baseball. Then you get into the 60-game season and you've got no fans and you're trying to bring artificial sounds into the ballpark. And, I mean, it's just crazy. And then you open up 30%, then move to 40%, and then finally today you start to feel a little bit normal and get back to that full capacity.
Going back to last year, you missed the fans. Were there other things that you miss in day-to-day operations of normal baseball that you realize? Maybe you didn't realize it until then.
I think coworkers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many of our coworkers. We haven't seen each other since, like I said, end of 2019 in some cases. So I think that's the biggest thing. You had the different tiers. Mm-hmm. So there's members of my department, Bart Swain and Corberry Tripp, they've been in the bubble. We haven't been able to interact. So you're interacting in a lot of ways. No, they're still tiered.
Wow.
So we do a lot of Zoom and things like that. We can wave through the window in the press box, but we have to protect the players and those tiering.
Gosh, that's unbelievable to me. Curtis Danberg joining us here, Indians Vice President of Communication and Community Outreach. So what are take me through, what are still the protocols? A lot of us are like, hey, everything's great again because we're going into places without masks again. But you guys are obviously still under stringent protocols there. Explain the tiers and everything to me there, what's going on in baseball.
So the tiers really protecting the players. But even with that, we're over 85%. So that loosened some of the restrictions from them not wearing masks in the dugout and things like that.
Okay.
But we're still protecting. We're going to have the media on the field for the first time tonight. They have to wear masks. But we're heading in the right direction as far as access goes. And then for the fans, most importantly, masks are optional when coming to the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
No more pod seating. Every seat's available. We got over 20,000 tickets sold yesterday, so we should be pushing mid-20s to upper 20s tonight. So many things going on between Sugardale Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lights pregame in the district, postgame fireworks. We got a stainless steel tumbler given away, a magnet, car magnets.
Oh, that looks good.
How about that?
That's a nice tumbler.
It is a tumbler.
That's a nice one you got there. All
so
right.
We're throwing the kitchen sink and really celebrating what tonight is, which is a celebration.
This is fantastic. Curtis Danberg joining us on the show. Real quick, when you mentioned the fans, can you give us, and this is kind of out of nowhere, can you give us any update on John and how he's feeling? John Adams, our drummer, how's he doing?
He's still recovering.
Yeah.
We stay in contact with him, and it's a long journey, but we're keeping our prayers headed his direction that we can see him back at the ballpark sometime soon.
Yeah, we're hoping as soon as he possibly can. We know he's out there, and so we're still hoping for our buddy John Adams over there. Without him there, are you piping in the drum? Is that okay?
Absolutely. We started that last year when we didn't have any fans, but we're still bringing the drum in to get the fans fired up.
What are the rules? What are the rules with Major League Baseball? Because, like, the NFL has weird rules about certain sounds, and the Falcons found that out the hard way. What are the rules with Major League Baseball with something like that? Is that something that you have to know, or is that like, I'm not really sure?
They were a little bit more restricted last year. They wanted all the sounds to be the same, so they provided the sound bed to every ballpark. So now that we're back in full capacity, they've kind of loosened it up a little bit. But they allow us to pump in the drum noise and things like that.
What are food options? Is there anything still restricted? Is there any – or? You know, whether it be health and safety, CDC, or even because there's a lot of things that are kind of on, I guess, back order, shortages on everything out there. Is there anything?
I think one of the biggest things is employees, staff. You know, if you want looking for a summer job, what better place to do it than at the ballpark? So innings.com/jobs. But we're starting to open up all the concession stands. The corner bar is opening tonight. The kids clubhouse is opening tonight. The only thing that's really going to be closed down is the Terrace Club. Because we're still maintaining that for visiting player families.
Oh, okay. That makes total sense. So the kids' club's open and everything like that? That's cool? That's excellent. Curtis Danberg joining us, Indians Vice President of Communications and Community Outreach. So you've gone through this season. It feels like – did you feel you get there this early? It's June 11th. Did you feel you get to this spot this early or maybe earlier or later?
On the first opening day, that day, the governor announced that we're going to be full capacity by July 4th. So yeah. We beat it by a month. So that was a pleasant surprise for everybody. But it was a feverish turn. So June 1st was 40% capacity. We showed up at 8:30 in the morning on June 2nd to take all the zip ties off the seats to get ready for the June 2nd 1 o'clock game, which got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
So at least all the zip ties were off and ready to go. But it's been a process.
How was the conversations with the governor on that? Because he's got to work. We always forget because we're way up here. It's like, yeah, we want to give Cincinnati to Kentucky, but actually they're under his jurisdiction as well. What were the conversations like with the governor with you guys?
Well, we were lying. There was daily conversations gearing up, but we were excited when the governor said, hey, June 2nd is going to be the date. We're going to remove the orders and get back to normal activities.
Looking forward to all this. So today's the day, opening day 2.0. I'm going to get to some of the other things here in a second of that. I do got to ask you, so 1,198 possible names? No duplicates? There was no we already said that one.
1,109 unique names.
So they were different names.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Any ones that you like personally?
Can't go there, but
it's
a complex process. It's you know, we're working as fast as we can. As you mentioned, though, last week we announced kind of our research and our findings from the fans. What were the themes that kind of resonated? If you go to MLB.com/CLE team name, you can see all that information. But that's when we did talk about the fact that we did have 1,198 names to work through.
How close are you paying attention to social media?
We monitor everything.
Well, I'm just saying, are there any time – you don't need to name a name. Are there any times you see a name – or you hear a report of certain trademarks and things like that, and you go, okay. And you just kind of roll your eyes like, no, that's not how it works. How does it work there?
I think when I say complex process, I mean it. And so you see things, you know, Daryl Ryder puts out about trademarks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's all these complexities and legal legalities you have to work through. And we're working through it.
Notice Curtis did see that. He said what he said. Curtis Danberg joining us on the show. I did mention a lot because at first I'm like, it's been about what? How long has it been since the announcement that they're searching for a new
December.
Name? December. Okay. So it's been, and we're going, well, they were called the Indians for over 100 years. So they don't want to have to switch it in 100 years. So they're going to figure out something that's going to be pretty permanent there. I can get all that. So I can see why it might take a while because you want to make sure you get it right and everything like that. But you got opening day 2.0 today, and you got plenty of other stuff coming up. Did you mention the what some of the other knickknacks you have out there? You mentioned the tumbler. What else did you mention?
The tumbler.
I didn't write them down. I'm sorry.
It's all good. We mentioned Dollar Dogs, which we brought in for the first time in a long time. We're doing a car magnet giveaway. Of course, we've got the $2 Miller Lights pregame in the district before the game. Mm-hmm. So great way to come out. It's going to be a gorgeous night to celebrate the start of summer.
Seattle coming to town, another winnable game. And I'm telling you right now, myself and young Axel will be coming to a game to watch Josh Naylor. I said I'd say it to his face, and I want to let him know Josh Naylor draws money in this town because he's the most entertaining player in baseball.
A lot of energy there.
So we're coming out to see Josh Naylor. If you can get that message that, you know what, you're bringing the fans to the ballpark, I want that message out there for him, okay?
We'll pass that along.
The great Curtis Danberg joining us, Indians Vice President of Communications and Community Outreach. Curtis, thank you for the time. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
On the field and off the field. We want people showing up. We want people interested in the baseball team, obviously.
We're four and a half back. We're right in the thick of it. We're finding ways to win.
And you're a wonderful person, so we can't thank you enough for stopping by.
Always a pleasure. Good tribe.
Absolutely. The great Curtis Danberg stopping by, talking to us. Coming up at 8:20 this morning, John Telich. Friday 5, 7:45, and next. I don't think there's any way they can mess this up. It's Ken Carmen with Garrett Bush in for Anthony Lima here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.